This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. Some families in Bethel are considering moving if the next school year looks similar to this one. Last Thursday, 18 parents, teachers, and students, nearly all from Bethel, called into the Lower Kuskokwim School District board meeting. They pleaded with the district to allow students to return to school in person 5 days a week and for sports to resume. The district is taking action to meet those demands. In March of 2020, the Lower Kuskokwim School District, along with many districts around the nation, closed down in-person schooling due to the COVID-19 pandemic. LKSD kept in-person schooling closed while the virus hit the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta harder than almost anywhere else in the country. Carolyn Iverson, a parent and school social worker in Bethel, said she was on board with those decisions at the time.
Before the vaccine, I understood the caution our school district was taking. I understood and was thankful for remote learning. I have a mother who is an elder. My family and I listened to YK's recommendations and we got vaccinated. The rates around the Delta are decreasing. The risks for our family have decreased. This has given us the chance to make decisions for our family. It is time for us to stop holding our children back.
We should note, Iverson is married to KYUK's general manager. Well over half of the region's eligible adult population has received a COVID-19 vaccine, and the number of cases is the lowest it's been since September. But the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation says most areas in the YK Delta still have either substantial or high transmission. YKHC also says that about 60% of active cases are in children under the age of 18, many of whom are not yet eligible for the vaccine. In March of this year, LKSD allowed elementary school students and other high-need students to return to classrooms, but many were limited to in-person learning for only 2 days a week.
The emotional and professional relief has been astounding with 2 days, but it's simply not enough.
That was Kimbra Mortensen, a kindergarten teacher and a parent in Bethel. She's one of many parents who are balancing their jobs and helping their children with remote learning. LKSD Superintendent Kimberly Hankins spoke with KYUK after the board meeting. She said students in some schools were limited to 2 days a week of in-person learning because of physical distancing requirements.
It's really based on the size of the school, the size of the classes, the size of the physical space.
She said in many village schools that have more space, students have been attending class 4 days a week. YKHC recently announced new guidance saying that students only need to keep 3 feet of physical distance between each other if they're in the same cohort. Previously, the recommendation was 6 feet of distance. Hankins said that means more students can be in school at the same time, increasing the number of days per week each student can attend school.
We all want students back in classrooms 5 days a week as soon as possible and as safely as possible, and we are taking steps in that direction for that to happen.
Other parents who called into Thursday's board meeting said the lack of sports and extracurricular activities was draining their kids' motivation. Martin Smith, a parent in Bethel, said his son has a chance to receive a college scholarship for wrestling but lost the opportunity to compete this year. Smith grew emotional, talking about the risk of his son not being able to achieve his dream.
For him, wrestling isn't just a sport, it's a way of life. For my whole family, it isn't just a sport, it's a way of life. My son has an opportunity to make family history, and he only gets that opportunity if he gets to wrestle this year.
The school board asked student representative Jordan Wheeler, an 11th grader in Bethel, what she thought the board should do regarding sports. Here was her response.
I think that students really want activities, and for me personally, if we don't get activities, I'm considering not going to school in our region.
The board responded by taking action on Thursday to allow both indoor and outdoor sports activities to resume along with travel for competition. Parents and local advisory school boards will get to weigh in on whether they want their students to participate. Allowing sports indoors goes against YKHC's recommendations. LKSD Director of Operations Doug Boyer said that some schools plan to begin sports practices as early as the weekend of April 31st. He also said that students would be able to attend the state tournaments for wrestling and track and field if they qualified. Superintendent Hankins said that testing would be a big component of participating in sports. She said a third to a half of school sites have implemented routine testing for students and staff. She also said that while there are only a few weeks left in the school year, the board's action to allow sports would set the stage for the next school year.
Definitely for the fall, this is the direction we're heading, and it's really exciting.
Eric Young, a teacher at Bethel Regional High School, said he and a number of parents are seeking clearer expectations from the district, especially on what the next school year will look like.
I think we're starting to see a number of people who are tired of getting strung along and not knowing what's going to happen and not seeing an end to this.
Young said he has written 10 recommendations for students who want to transfer next year to Mount Edgecombe High School, a boarding school in Sitka. He said that's several times more than he writes in normal years. Regina Lieb, who grew up in Bethel and is raising her kids in Bethel, said her family is also considering moving.
I love Bethel. I love the school, and I love what my kids should be getting from it. But they can't go through another school year like this one.
Superintendent Hankins said she communicated with YKHC following the board meeting and obtained more clarity on what the next school year will look like. She said the district will provide a draft of a plan for the next school year by the June 3rd board meeting.
And that plan for August will include a full return to in-person learning as well as student activities.
With outdoor ceremonies and parades. She also said that many sites will be offering some form of summer school to try to offset the learning lost over the past year. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim. Next, in public health. 4 rabies cases have been confirmed in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta recently. 3 rabid foxes were found along with 1 dog in 3 communities, Nightmute, Alukanuk, and Bethel. Public health veterinarian Dr. Lori Maythaler-Mullins has been working in all 3 places to vaccinate pets and to diagnose and confirm cases. She says the dog that had rabies was euthanized.
And there were 3 other dogs in addition that had been euthanized because they came into contact. They were bit by rabid foxes. All 4 of these dogs, they were not vaccinated.
Having a vaccine against rabies can make the difference between life and death for a dog. Dr. Maythaler-Mullins said that a vaccinated dog does not have to be euthanized if bitten by a rabid animal. Instead, they are quarantined for 45 days and given another vaccine. An unvaccinated animal is not so fortunate.
If a fox was rabid, the dog will develop rabies, so that dog would have to be euthanized. If we're uncertain, there will be a longer quarantine for an unvaccinated dog.
Dr. Maythaler-Mullins has 1 final bit of advice for people who shoot rabid animals. Don't shoot them in the head.
This is really important because we need the brain to test for rabies.
If your community would like to have a vet administer rabies vaccines, contact Dr. Maythaler-Mullins on her Facebook page by searching for Dr. Lori YK Vet. You can also contact the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation's Office of Environmental Health. Thanks for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.